Well, it certainly has to be the fairest because, you know, if you have the multiple aisles method, then, you know, you may go, one day you may be the luckiest guy on earth because the two people ahead of you are just fast as hell, you know, and there's no muss, no fuss, and they're just in and out, and, you know, you blast. But the poor sap that happened to pick the one next to you that might have even looked better at first gets behind the person with, you know, with card problems or questions or, you know, just for some reason they just can't get through the checkout process. So, you know, it's like playing roulette. You know, maybe you'll be good, maybe you won't. But the nice thing about the turnstile one or whatever you call it there, you know, the method they do over there, you know, you're always next up. You know, when you wait your turn and then you are always the next one up.
Yeah, and it's amazing how much faster even that line will move with multiple clerks. If you have, you know, adding two clerks, you know, like more than, like doubles, if you had a third, I think it more than triples, you know, it just evens it out. But the one thing that drives me crazy is when you're, like, in a grocery store or whatever, you know, you're second one on a belt at the grocery store, you start putting your stuff up, and, you know, they're the only one open else, and, oh, we're opening a new register in line two, you know, and you've already got half your stuff on the next belt, you know, so the person behind you gets the fresh line. To me, that's not fair.